Tonight we're going to deal with what is one of my favorite topics, and that is talking about the Bible. How do we know it is the Word of God? You know, this is a unique book. I hope you know that. Let me just read for you what some of the great Americans have said about the Holy Bible. George Washington, the first president, said, quote, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." Abraham Lincoln said, quote, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." Daniel Webster wrote, quote, "If there is anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me an early love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profane obscurity." Patrick Henry wrote, quote, "The Bible is worth all other books which have ever been printed." President Ulysses S. Grant said, quote, "The Bible is the sheer anchor of all of our liberties." Horace Greeley wrote, "It is impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible-reading people. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom." Andrew Jackson wrote, "That book, sir, is the rock on which our republic rests." John Quincy Adams, President of the United States, said, "So great is my veneration for the Bible that the earlier my children begin to read it, the more confident will be my hope that they will prove useful citizens of their country and respectable members of society. I have for many years made it a practice to read through the Bible at least once a year." The philosopher Immanuel Kant wrote, "The existence of the Bible as a book for the people is the greatest benefit which the human race has ever experienced. Every attempt to belittle it is a crime against humanity." Charles Dickens wrote these words, quote, "The New Testament is the very best book that ever was or ever will be known to the world." Sir Isaac Newton said, quote, "There are more sure marks of authenticity in the Bible than any other piece of literature in history." Why do these men consider the Bible so unique, different from any other book? You know, as Christians, we affirm the historic position that the Bible is the inspired, the inerrant, infallible, authoritative Word of God. But people often ask the question, how do you know the Bible is the Word of God? How do you know that this was actually inspired by the Creator of the universe? I was on a plane a while back, and I fly almost every week someplace around the country, around the world. And I was sitting on the plane and got into a conversation with the lady next to me. She was about 50 years old, and come to find out she was a PhD in literature, a professor of world literature at one of the leading universities on the East Coast. And when she found out that I was a Christian and a Christian minister, she said, "You know the problem with you Christians?" You ever heard that? She says, "The problem with you Christians is," she said, "you're always quoting the Bible to prove the Bible." She says, "That's circular reasoning." Have you ever heard that argument? You know, you always quote the Bible to prove the Bible. She said, "That's circular reasoning." Well, I thought for a moment and I said, "Well, ma'am," I said, "tell me, whoever told you that the Bible is one book?" She said, "Well, it is." I said, "No, the Bible is not one book." In fact, the Bible is 66 different books written by 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period in three different languages on three different continents. And when I quote Peter to prove Paul, or I quote Luke to prove Isaiah, I am not involved in circular reasoning, folks, because the Bible is not one book. Understand something. The Bible is actually 66 different books written by 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period in three different languages on three different continents. And I said to this lady sitting next to me, I said, if you do not believe that this is an inspired word from God, I said, let me give you a challenge. And this is a very interesting challenge to give to somebody who you're talking to who says, well, I don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. I said to her, I said, ma'am, I challenge you to find for me any other 66 books in history written by 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period in three different languages. And I said, you get to choose the 1,500 years. You can choose any 1,500-year period. And within that, you can choose any 66 books written by 40 different authors in three different languages and find for me any unity and harmony of theme at all. Do you know what this PhD professor of world literature said to me? Her immediate answer, she says, well, that would be impossible. That'd be impossible. I said, well, ma'am, I said, this is why one of the best evidences we have that this is no ordinary book, but in fact, this is a supernatural word from God, is that from Genesis to Revelation, we have perfect unity and harmony of theme. God's revelation to mankind. God's love and redemptive plan for mankind. And tonight I want to share with you some of the supernatural imprints that God has given us, why we know we have a reliable word from God. Number one, the first reason why we know that this is a supernatural book. Number one is the unity of Scripture. That in fact, from Genesis to Revelation, 66 books by 40 different authors over 1,500 years, in three different languages, we have perfect unity and harmony of theme. God's revelation to mankind. And as I said, just challenge somebody. If you don't believe that, I challenge anybody here to find for me any other 66 books of history written by 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period and find any unity and harmony of theme. It's impossible. But some people will say, I was speaking at a university, and I do a lot of speaking for Campus Crusade and other organizations at universities, and was speaking on the authority of God's Word, and during the question time, one of the students said, but the Bible is full of contradictions. You can't trust the Bible. It's just full of contradictions. How many have ever heard that argument? Just full of contradictions. So I said to the student, I said, well, could you show me one? He says, well, there's just too many. They're just all through the Bible. There's just so many. I says, well, that's good. I said, here's the Bible. I said, you know, I've studied it all my life. I've never found one. I said, if you could show me a contradiction, I'd sure be interested in seeing it. Oh, he said, they're just all over the place, just full of contradictions. You know, it's very interesting, folks, whenever I hear somebody say that, I always say, where? And you find that this is usually a smokescreen that somebody has learned from some professor at a university who never read the Bible himself, or heard it from some other professor who never read it, and simply a smokescreen they use to justify their unbelief. The Bible's full of contradictions. And I always say, where? Show me one.